Good morning, good evening, wherever you are across the world and the universe. Welcome to my Quantum Living Podcast, at the intersection of science and spirituality. I'm your host, Anna Anderson, quantum coach and teacher, intuitive guide, and above all, an inquisitive soul. This podcast is about how we can bring the various spiritual, metaphysical, and esoteric concepts validated by quantum physics and modern cosmology to the very practical level to improve and enrich our life experience as individuals, communities, and the humankind. Whether you are listening to this show while driving or commuting, doing chores around the house, relaxing on a couch, or flying in a spaceship across the galaxy, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Okay, let's begin. Hello and welcome back to Quantum Living. Today I'd like to talk about one of my all-time favorite topics, pun intended, the nature of time. I talked about it in my earlier episode in season 4, A Matter of Time, which is a nice introduction to this complex and mysterious topic. I will include a link to it in the show notes on my main podcast website at quantumlivingpodcast.com so you can listen to it again or for the first time. Now, 2 years later, I've got more insights and a better understanding of this topic, which I'd like to share with you. If you are intrigued by the title of this episode, yes, I will be talking about time travel. Perhaps not in the conventional way, describing how to build a time machine of sorts, or transport yourself physically to the past or future to change the course of events. For this, I will refer you to some great movies like The Time Machine, Doctor Who, Time Traveler, Back to the Future, Interstellar, and Tenet. By the way, Interstellar is one of the most mind-twisting movies involving time and time travel I have seen that leaves you in a kind of hypnotic state, as your brain struggles to process and understand what's going on. Directed by Sir Christopher Nolan, known for his cerebral, often non-linear storytelling, to quote IMDb, such as Inception and Tenet, the movie has won an Oscar and it is really worth seeing. Back to time travel. You might be surprised to hear that you actually time travel quite often. We all do. Time is a construct supporting the architecture of the third reality or density, and it is an integral part of it. We need time on this plane to learn and master the skill of working with energy, including the skill of manifestation. I talked about manifestation in other episodes on this podcast and also wrote about it in my Quantum Talk blog, so we'll highlight just some key points. The esoteric concept of reality that everything is here and now, which of course precludes the existence of time and space, is difficult, if not impossible, to grasp with our linear brain, outside of a deep state theta meditation or spiritual ecstasy that give us this experience. But the moment we open our eyes, boom, we are back in the 3D construct of time and space we live in. However, rather than freaking out, we can keep the premise of the everlasting here and now in mind as a reference point we will gradually get accustomed to, and eventually it will start influencing and relaxing our thinking in relation to time. You can think of time as the training wheels we need when we learn to ride a bike as a child. Now, riding a bike is very simple. It's not rocket science. You just sit on it, propel it forward with one foot off the ground, then start pedaling, and off you go. But riding a bike has one key ingredient. It requires balance. Until you learn how to maintain balance, you need to have training wheels. The key lesson we need to master here is the art and craft of manifesting with our thought and intention in a perfect balance with everything else. In other dimensions of much higher frequency, thoughts manifest instantly. Imagine if you had no time to change or cancel your thought you don't really want to manifest. For example, when you say something mean or unpleasant to someone and then retract it, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't really mean that." Remember, thoughts precede words, so everything you say was conceived as a thought. And you don't really want what you just said to happen to your friend. Or you might think or say, "I wish I were somewhere else right now. Anywhere but here." And boom, in an instant you find yourself in a jungle, and before you change your wish, wanting to be back in your room, there could be some nasty consequences, like being eaten by a crocodile. Whoops, too late. You are now on the other side, choosing your next incarnation. So we do need time as our training wheels until we learn to balance our thoughts and intentions with what we really want and don't want. This is especially important now, as time, or to be more precise, our perception of time, is accelerating. Our intentions manifest faster and faster, and this acceleration is different for each person as it is calibrated to our individual level of spiritual development and mastery of our intentions and emotional states. Because our life experience is embedded in time, everything, literally everything, has a time value, ranging from seconds and minutes to centuries and millennia. Everything that happens in this 3D reality, every event, has also a timestamp, with a couple of important exceptions, that is. They are important as they serve as an introduction to a timeless living. The first exception is when we are in the altered state of consciousness, either the alpha or theta state, where our predominant brainwaves are between 4 to 8 Hz frequency for theta and 9 to 14 Hz frequency for alpha. In these states, we lose the perception of time. We are in alpha when we are engrossed in an activity we are passionate about. It is often artistic or creative, like painting or writing, but not always. It can be gardening, sewing, or washing the dishes. Something that takes our full attention and focus to the exclusion of everything else. Once we are totally focused on the now, time simply disappears. What feels like minutes may have taken hours, which we can only verify on the clock. I often work late at night on my various creative pursuits, promising myself to stop by midnight. But when I finally look up at the clock, I can see it's 2:30 a.m., so decide it's probably time to go to bed. When we are in theta, that's a deep meditative state where we lose the sense of space, time, and even our physical body. We experience ourselves as pure consciousness. If you'd like to learn more about the amazing qualities of Theta Meditation, you can read my blog post Theta Meditation, The Ultimate Game Changer, on Substack, and you will find a link to it on my podcast website and on my main quantumliving.com.au website, where you can also purchase my instructional guided Theta Meditation, where I teach the process of achieving and maintaining a deep Theta state for as long as you wish. The second exception is when we are in deep sleep, under a full anesthetic, or in a coma. Our awareness is disconnected from our consciousness, which collapses time. One moment we are here, and say it's 11 p.m., the next moment we wake up and it's 1 a.m. or 7 a.m. the next day. For all intents and purposes, we have lost that time from our experience. We can only find out how long we were asleep from other people or by the clock. So how do we time travel? It's very simple, actually. Every time we project our awareness, our thoughts into the past or into the future, we literally travel to that point in time. When you reflect on your past, recalling some memories, good or bad, you time travel. How can you tell? Because those events are imprinted with the emotional states linked to them when those events were occurring. When you close your eyes and go down the memory lane to some specific events, say your graduation, birth of your child, or your wedding, you will see those events vividly and feel the emotions of happiness and joy you felt at that time. You are literally traveling to those points in time in the past. Your awareness of your present physical surroundings is dimmed, and if someone calls your name, you may not initially hear them at all, and it may take you a while to bring your awareness back to the now, to come back from your time travel. Likewise, when you access your memories from your past lives, for example, in a past life regression or in a deep meditation, your consciousness expands, creating a bridge through which you travel to those lives and can experience them. You are there, literally. When you are engrossed in a story you are reading that takes place in the past, you are also literally there. So what about time travel into the future? Every time you are planning something like your vacation or a trip to the Himalayas, imagining what it will be like, you are time traveling. When you are exploring different scenarios and consequences of your decision you need to make, projecting your awareness out to those future points in time, when you daydream about your future, a long-awaited, exciting event you know is coming, or you want to experience it and so you create it, like a story yet to unfold, you time travel into the future, every single time. Remote viewing, divination, fortune telling, that's all time travel. Screenwriters and authors creating futuristic books and movies time travel in their creative process to feel and explore what would it be like in 100 years or in 1,000 years, like in Star Trek Discovery, Captain's Log, start date 865211.3, which is the year 3188. The 32nd century. Wow, that's a hell of a time travel. And guess what? When we are watching this movie and are engrossed in it, we time travel with it too. As you can see, all we need to do is to project our awareness into the future or the past to undertake a smooth and safe time travel to the destination of our choosing. The more we are engrossed in the experience, activating all our senses, the better it will be. I now would like to give you three practical steps or techniques that will enhance and enrich your conscious time travel. 1. Practice living across dimensions rather than on the linear progression of time as you go about your day, by learning how to sense them and accept them as the natural extension of your 3D life experience. Listen to your intuition. Notice flashes of insight, images, or information you may not initially recognize. They might be coming from your past, present, or your future. Follow them. Learn to sense your aura and other people's energy fields, as well as plants, animals, and pretty much every consciousness on this planet. Just like you can learn to receive information through your sixth sense, outside of your five physical senses. We all can do this, especially now, as the veil between this and other dimensions is rapidly thinning, allowing us to peek through it much easier than, say, 100 years ago. 2. Whenever you project your awareness to the past or the future, go fully into the experience. Be there. Create a detailed movie of your future projection and open up all your senses when traveling into the past. And 3, play with time. Intentionally accelerate it, slow it down, or collapse. It's just a construct that will mold to your state of mind. Compare your perception of time with its progression on the clock. Notice the difference. Play with it and have fun. You don't need a time machine to experience other points in time in the past or in the future. Let me know how you are doing and happy time travel. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you really loved it, please post a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to encourage others to listen to it. For the show notes, guest and podcast info, reviews, comments, and much more, please visit quantumlivingpodcast.com. And if you'd like to dive deeper into quantum living and explore how you could work with me, please contact me, and I'd be delighted to help and support you on your quantum journey. I am your host, Anna Anderson. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode of Quantum Living. Until then, keep your vibrations high and be well.